Directions on how to use your radio. Find the power button. Turn it to on. Turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM. Relax and enjoy.
Listen. You smell something?
I'd call that a big yes.
I feel so funky.
Bankman, get a sample of this. This is hot, Ray.
I'm very excited. I'm very pleased. I want you to get right down there.
Something.
Well, all right then, folks. Hey, you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. I'll have you notice that it is currently 1:01 in the morning, which of course means it's time for another episode, super special episode of Listen, Just Smell Something. Super special, why? Well, folks, because the Los Angeles Lakers are out of here. They're finito. So we'll talk some more about that. You can betcha.
Spread your wings for me. I've southern wine's too slow. I can't go back to my past, and I need some place to grow. City of the angels, clear your cloudy skies for me. Thank you.
folks. Hey, how are you? You are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM, Greater Montreal. This is Logic Johnson here with another episode of Listen, Do You Smell Something? And, you know, I really can't say it enough. You know, we take great pride in what we do here. Hopefully you gave a little something during the funding drive in recognition of that effort that we put into it. And that's all I'll say about that. Visit our website at www.ckut.ca. Okay. If I sound particularly at one with the universe these days, perhaps there's a little peaceful air in my tone here. If I seem particularly zen, yes, it is because, as I mentioned in the opener, we have been, those of us who care greatly about basketball matters, have been assured officially of a Los Angeles Lakers-less postseason. Not one trace of those guys. They're going home in two more games now. There's actually going to be some interesting people playing the basketball instead. Also, seeing as I was particularly in their disfavor, I was very much rooting against them all along the way. It is particularly satisfying to find that they failed so miserably that they're being mentioned as possibly the greatest, most historic underachievement and the biggest disappointment in NBA history. Expectations were title contender. Reality was, did not even make the playoffs, not even the play-in. And those of you that don't know might be familiar with regular playoff formats. You crack the top 8 teams in your conference, you'll generally make the playoffs a chance to play for the championship. Well, in the NBA, there's the play-ins. And this is an extra little pre-playoff tournament where numbers 9 and 10 get a very fleeting but possible crack at making the playoffs. And the Lakers did not even make it there. So in an era of relaxed requirements to even make it out of the regular season, these guys with their bluster and smugness and we're the best and we're gonna dominate didn't even make the top 10. So I'm just going to go ahead and bask in that for the rest of the show. In honor of the Lakers, here were the songs. We had the second half of Age of Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension. We had City of Angels by Mr. Bill Withers, followed by The Loser by Black Sugar. We had Stevie Wonder with I Wish. And I'm sure that's what LeBron's saying right now. And then we had Touch with Pick and Shovel, which is what you can get to bury this Lakers season. Moving forward with the Lakers failure extravaganza, here we go. On CKUT 90.3. Thank you, Spurs. It's 123.
Yeah.
Terrific stuff. Hey, everybody, you are tuned in to C-Cut. And let's see here. Well, it's 1:49 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for being with us. Possibly simultaneously in time, or possibly from some point in the future, checking out the archives online. Good on you. You're making full use of the tools there, the repertoire, the arsenal. To be found, of course, at www.ckut.ca, which you knew that. Once again, this is Logic Johnson with another episode of
Listen. You smell something.
And once again, Lakers are done. You can stick a fork in them. After a season of historic levels of bluster, followed by historic levels of poo-poo on the basketball court, they've gone from title favorites to complete dregs, just dumped on the side of the road. Like a garbage bag that even the raccoons won't fuss with too much because it's like, ugh. That's what the Lakers have been reduced to. Of course, in following the whims of one LeBron James, who of course must have it and can't have it any other way than his way with the team. And if he joins a team, you best know that he's going to take control of your front office and he's going to make your decisions for you. Unless you've got a historically strong-willed, you know, leader like a Pat Riley or something, then LeBron James is going to basically run your team and make its decisions. So the team that he handpicked this year, saying, oh, all you guys that are talking criticism about us this summer, you know, just do me a favor. When we start dominating, keep that same energy. Big talk. Big talk. And then went nowhere in a hurry. Love it. Can't get enough of it. All right. So we had Patrice Rushen with Giving It Up Is Giving Up. We had some Curtis Mayfield with Now You're Gone. That one's for the Lakers. LeBron James, of course, Can't Stop Saying Help, Somebody Please. That was by the OJs. And then Sly and the Family Stone, You Better Help Yourself, the instrumental. And then we had Sir Joe Quarterman and Free Soul with So Much Trouble in My Mind. More stuff coming right up.
Man, tell me, did you take the cookies out the cookie jar?
Oh, no way, man. Just a minute ago, I saw